This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. That's the sound of U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces closing in on the last small piece of territory held by Islamic State militants in Syria. U.S.-backed fighters pounded the area Sunday with artillery fire and with occasional airstrikes shaking the ground. The Syrian Democratic Forces resumed an offensive to recapture the tiny area in the village of Baghouz in eastern Syria on Friday night after a two-week pause to allow for the evacuation of civilians from the area. Once the sliver of land is taken, it would mark the end of a devastating four-year campaign to end IS' hold on territory in Syria and Iraq. A few hundred IS militants remain holed up inside Baghouz with an unknown number of civilians. The U.S. and South Korea announced late Saturday the two countries will end annual large-scale joint military exercises as part of diplomatic efforts to achieve complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The decision comes 3 days after a summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam that ended without an agreement to resolve the North Korean nuclear crisis. Pakistan confirmed Saturday that two of its soldiers have been killed in an ongoing military skirmish with India across the disputed Kashmir border. This comes a day after Pakistan, in a gesture of peace, returned an Indian pilot who was captured alive when his plane was shot down. The overture does not seem to have affected the situation in Kashmir, which continues to be the scene of relentless heavy mortar and artillery shelling between Pakistani and Indian militaries. This is VOA News. A court in Garoway, Somalia on Saturday sentenced five male teenagers to death for the gang rape of a 16-year-old girl in Galkayo last month. That's according to officials. The deputy attorney of Puntland's High Court pointed out the rape case trial occurred hours before the gang rape and murder of a 12-year-old girl in the same Galkayo town in the central Somali region of Mudug. Four men have been arrested in the death of Aisha Ilyas Aden. Puntland has also sent hundreds of security forces to Galkayo, which is fighting an increase of crime, including rape cases. The deputy attorney said Saturday's sentence was meant to be both a lesson and final warning for other potential rapists. Afghanistan has given $1 million U.S. dollars to the main U.N. program for Palestinian refugees. Afghanistan's ambassador to Turkey presented the donation on Sunday to the commissioner of the U.N. Relief and Works Agency in an Istanbul ceremony. The Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki spoke about how the funding will be used toward basic services for refugees.
UNRWA and has really kept the half million Palestinian students inside their schoolrooms studying as they should be.
Last August, the Trump administration announced it was cutting U.S. funding for the agency. Voters in Estonia are going to the polls Sunday for a parliamentary election. Prime Minister Jüri Ratas and his center-left center party are the frontrunners, but they're expected to get some stiff competition from the far-right EKRE party, which has promised generous social spending. About 26% of eligible voters have previously cast their votes online. This voter said she missed the online cutoff.
I think it influences our state, our country. And I came here because I forgot to vote at the right time through the e-system.
Electronic voting pioneer Estonia was the first country in the world to use online balloting for a national election in 2005. President Trump addressed a friendly audience Saturday at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. In a wide-ranging speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, Trump rehashed his 2016 electoral win over Democrat Hillary Clinton and said House lawmakers pushing to expand their investigations of him are sick. This was the president's first appearance since coming home empty-handed after a nuclear disarmament summit with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.